I'm Christopher Zweig, and today on CJ at the Movies, I review the 35th anniversary re-release of John Carpenter's 1988 cult film They Live, a B-movie that has its flaws, but actually has some fresh ideas and likable leads. The story takes place in Los Angeles when the late Roddy Piper plays a drifter who finds himself a pair of sunglasses, which makes him see that everyone is controlled by aliens who have placed them in a sleep-like state. At this very moment, those glasses make him see that select people are aliens with skull faces. Keith David co-stars as the drifter's co-worker who becomes his partner, but first these guys have a fight when he tries to put the sunglasses on him to prove that humanity is in trouble. It's an alley fight that lasts for about 6 minutes and requires no special effects or noise to make it entertaining. The weakness of They Live, in my opinion, is Meg Foster as a bank employee whom the drifter holds hostage. She's all cut and paste with her character development, but what really works are Piper and David, its views on capitalism, and how Carpenter specializes in the horror genre, whether they are liked, disliked, or underappreciated. It's playing at select locations this Sunday and Wednesday. If a new generation of moviegoers hasn't seen it or heard of it, then give it a go. 3 stars. To recap the new movies I reviewed this week, thumbs up for The Equalizer 3, which breaks the triphilia superstition thanks to Denzel Washington and its choice of violence and fun. Thumbs up for the corny but good-hearted sports drama The Hill. Thumbs way down for the unfunny sequel Vacation Friends 2. Thumbs up for You Are So Not Invited to My Bar Mitzvah, which shares its humor and love for Jewish traditions, especially when Adam Sandler's family is in the mix. And thumbs up for John Carpenter's cult hit They Live, celebrating its 35th anniversary in select locations. If you like this review and my upcoming reviews, please follow me on X, Instagram, and YouTube under CJ at the Movies, and you can also read my work at cjatthemovies.com. I'm Christopher Zweig, stay safe, and I'll see you at the movies.